born bold. Go back to work like a boss. Buy Blunstons for a chance to win 150K. Summer Breakfast.
21 past 8 on Summer Breakfast. NFL action nearing halftime. Chiefs 16, Browns 3. They're looking pretty good, the Chiefs.
They are looking exceptionally good. A lot of work to do for the Browns to try and keep this fairy tale story continuing.
Full-time in the Premier League as well. Man City 4, Crystal Palace 0. So big winners in the end, Man City. They put 3 in the back of the net in the second half of that game. And our Fox Classic game that we're watching at the moment is the Kangaroos and the Saints from 2004. Fraser Gehrig's kicked 5, I think, already, and we're in the second quarter.
He's had a handy start. I think he's up to his third or fourth opponent. They've just put the shinboner of the century, Glenn Archer, onto him just to try and minimise his influence.
I'll bet you he doesn't. I've had a look at the final
score. You reckon you know the result.
I'll bet you he doesn't. The Perth Scorchers are taking on the Brisbane Heat at Marvel Stadium tomorrow at 7:15pm. It's part of the travelling roadshow of the Big Bash. Some teams are on the road at the moment, and the Scorchers are one of those. You can watch as both teams try and cement a spot in the finals. Head to cricket.com.au/tickets to buy your tickets today. One of the most important men for the Perth Scorchers is Mitch Marsh, and he joins us once again on Summer Breakfast. Morning, Mitch.
G'day, Jen.
How's that body of yours coming along?
Yeah, it's not too bad. Probably a lot better than I expected. My side strain's always reasonably sore, and always feel probably a bit sore than what they actually are. So, it's pulled up really well. Hopefully won't be out for too long batting-wise.
What are you expecting recovery-wise? About another week or so, is that correct?
Yeah, I always get in trouble from the physio because every time I get injured, I announce that I'm back in 2 weeks batting, and it's never the case. So, I'm under strict instructions from the physio not to announce when I'm coming back, but I reckon I'll be back on Saturday.
I like it.
There we go.
Put it out there. There's the headline. We'll let your physio know later on. No dramas, Mitch. Batting only, though. Is that the expectation when you do come back that it'll only be batting?
Yeah, at this stage, yeah. I'm pretty doubtful to bowl again in the Big Bash, which is a real shame. I was really enjoying being back as an all-rounder, but I'll get back as a batsman and hopefully I can contribute to a few wins.
What's been the change for the Scorchers, Mitch? Or what's been the big tick? 5 in a row before the loss on the weekend to the Sixers, but you are one of the form teams of the Big Bash right now. What's been different, or is it all just starting to come together?
We had a slow start, obviously. And I think we're obviously missing a few players in quarantine. Jason Roy, Liam Livingston, who are, you know, very experienced T20 players. Ultimately, I thought in the first 4 games, we just weren't able to bat well. We couldn't put partnerships together, and we got a great bowling attack, but unfortunately, we couldn't put 40 overs of good cricket together. So, I think, you know, we've played really well at home. It's taken us a couple of years to play really well at home and turn that into a bit of a fortress, and it was great to get back in front of our home fans and play there. You know, hopefully, we're a couple of wins away from cementing a spot in the finals, and if we can do that, then we'll be very happy.
Mitch, we were talking before about tactics, and you've sort of just touched on about coming together and still growing and learning with this group. I'm interested about the bash boost and your intentions when you go into any particular game about how important that is and if your mindset's actually changed about whether it's worth going for it or playing your more natural game.
Yeah, it's a very interesting rule. It's going to be fascinating to see how it affects the ladder at the end of the season. I think it's a lot easier for the team batting second to take the bash boost because you know what you need to be at the 10 over mark. When you're batting first, your mindset's all about setting a really good total to win the game, and the bash boost becomes a bit of a bonus. But I think we're going to see it really affect the ladder position at the end of the tournament. And you know, I think a lot of teams are bowling first now for that reason. So it's been an interesting rule change, and we'll wait and see, as I said, how it affects the ladder.
So do you bat with a mindset of trying to get it, Mitch? Or is it one of those things that if you just pick it up along the way, it's an added bonus?
I think, like I said, if you're batting second, it's definitely a target. You want to make sure you try and get it. I mean, yeah, it's a free point. So you're definitely trying to get it. The other night, we were 1 for 100 after 10 overs and managed to get 160, but obviously we left the game with a point. So, it was interesting.
Mitch Marsh from the Perth Scorchers joining us on Summer Breakfast. You spoke about the Perth Scorchers bowling attack and how good it is. It's being led by Jai Richardson, who to me looks like he's fit and firing. It looks like all of the shoulder issues he's carried for the last 2 years are behind him. Just tell us all what it's like facing a bowler like Jai Richardson, because he's a little bit different to your typical fast bowler in some ways.
He is, yep. Yeah, I often see guys his height when they get to the top level get found out a bit because they don't create enough bounce and enough variation. But he's just he's got so much skill. He's got 50 different balls that he can bowl. He bowls fast. He's really smart. And probably the best thing about him is his willingness to learn. As a young bowler, he's a sponge. He works really closely with our bowling coach, Matt Mason. So I guess, yeah, facing him, knowing a bowler's got so many options at pace, that's probably the hardest thing. And he's so skillful and accurate that he gets the job done for us. So it's been amazing to see someone like that not lose their pace after a major shoulder reconstruction. It's brilliant. So hopefully he can continue. But ultimately, I don't think I'm going to see him too much playing for the Scorchers of the Western Australia, which is pretty sad.
Huge game tomorrow night. It's fourth takes on fifth as you take on the Heat at Marvel Stadium. A huge game in the context of where you finish this particular season.
No, a massive game, yep. We know that. Boys are up and about. You know, this end of the season is what you start to play for, the pressure games and making finals. So, yeah, we had a great feeling amongst the squad. Slight hiccup the other night against Sydney Sixers, but boys are up and about, and yeah, we know that we're a couple of wins away now from really cementing ourselves up the top. And yeah, hopefully, well, I'm not a great watcher, but looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's been good to watch the Scorchers. Five of their last six, and as I mentioned before, one of the form teams coming into the back half of the tournament. Mitch, thanks for joining us. We're going to hold you to Saturday as well, so we look forward to seeing you back out there on Saturday.
Yeah, Magic Jones, the physio won't be happy, but it'll be all right.
Mitch Marsh joining us from the Perth Scorchers. Their tickets are on sale, cricket.com.au, to buy your tickets to today for tomorrow night's game. And it's a good little opportunity for Victorian sports fans, I guess, that if you just want to go and watch some cricket.
Yes.
There was the Melbourne Derby last night, which the Stars saluted in. But if you've got nothing on, you're at a bit of a loose end. The kids aren't back at school yet. A lot of people are back at work, but you might just feel like going along to Marvel Stadium tomorrow night and watching two pretty good cricket teams.
Victorians will almost go to anything, and I think this will be the next stage. I think they'll go and watch two teams that they necessarily don't support, but they love watching some of the best cricketers, not only in Australia, but some of the internationals as well. So go along, enjoy your cricket.
10 matches across Marvel Stadium and the MCG in this next little period,
it's
which
nice
is fantastic.
Nice to have something that we can physically go to as well, isn't it? It's been quite a while.
Yeah, and it's good to see crowds back at games, and it all just feels a little bit more normal again, which is superb. Kansas City have scored again in the AFC Divisional Playoff, 19-3. Coming up to halftime, they look far too good for Cleveland.
Far too many options when they have the ball in their hands. Exceptional they are.
They look really, really strong. 0433 98 11 16. Questions without notice is around 15 minutes away. If you've got a question without notice for us, hit us up. But next, Summer Flyers. And today's edition of Summer Flyers, Dal, belongs to the SEN family because they have been the ones that have been peppering us with text messages, with tweets across the weekend, direct messages on Instagram. So our edition of the Summer Flyers, which is coming up soon, it's dedicated to the wonderful listeners of this station.
It is the family, and I've got one here from Noddy. I will be using Noddy's text.
See, I've got one from Kenno in Aspendale as well, who I know Kenno keeps a very, very close eye on the Bombers.
Bombers, yes.
What about this tweet as well? Sean's just tweeted, at SEN Breakfast, come on, boys, where is the Summer Flyers?
It's coming.
It's a juggernaut.
It is coming.
It's getting to the back end now, isn't it?
Yeah, we've got extensive numbers. We won't necessarily do an AFL and VFL list. We'll just have the unlucky ones, the ones that were just really unfortunate, couldn't quite fit them into the team. But we are onto our second page, it must be said, Jack.
I know.
We had Buddy Franklin and Josh Bruce were added to the list on Friday, as well as a handful of West Coast players. There's another West Coast player that was mentioned over the weekend as well, so he's going to be included into the squad.
It's coming up after the news with Meredith.